Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on resampling a jungle edit from session view into arrangement view. Today we're going to build the kind of drum and bass workflow that feels alive, messy in the best way, and super musical. The whole idea is simple. Use session view like a performance lab. Capture the best moments as audio, then shape those moments into a proper arrangement. That's how you turn a good loop into a real jungle section with tension, movement, and attitude. This is especially useful if you're making atmospheric drum and bass, because atmosphere in this style is not just background. It's part of the rhythm, part of the weight, and part of the identity of the track. So we're going to treat the air around the drums and bass as seriously as the drums themselves. First, set up a clean session view template. Create tracks for drums break, drums top layer, bass sub, bass mid or res, atmosphere, resample print, and effects transitions. That layout gives you a nice performance structure, and it also keeps the resampling process organized. Color coding helps a lot here too. Keep your drums one color, bass another, atmospheres another, and resample prints clearly separated so you can move fast without getting lost. Now start with the atmosphere. Since this lesson is in the atmospheres area, we want to build the mood first, not last. Load in a field recording, vinyl noise, a PAV from Waveitable, a Foley texture, or even some spectral noise from Operator or Waveitable. Then shape it with stock devices. EQ8 first, high passing the low end so it doesn't fight the bass. Hybrid reverb next, with a dark room or plate character and a fairly long decay. Then an auto filter so you can slowly open and close the tone over time. If you want a bit more width and motion, add a subtle chorus ensemble or phaser flanger. Keep it tasteful. The atmosphere should breathe, not wobble all over the place. A really good pro move is to later resample a reverb tail from the drums and layer that underneath the atmosphere. That makes the whole track feel like it lives in one space instead of sounding like separate parts pasted together. Next, build your drum break. Load an amen style loop or any breakbeat that has character. If it's a full loop, warp it in beats mode and preserve the transient so the punch stays sharp. If you're slicing, map it to drum rack and start thinking in classic jungle language. Kick, snare, ghost hits, little gaps, little pushes, tiny moments of surprise. Use drum bus for some drive and transient energy, then saturator with soft clip-on if you need more bite. EQ8 can clean up muddy low mids, and a light glue compressor can help the break sit together without flattening the swing. The important thing is not to overdo it. Jungle breaks need character and movement, not just loudness. Now we get into the core of a workflow, resampling. Create a resample print track and set its input to resampling if you want the full mix, or route it from a specific track if you want cleaner source material. For this tutorial, I'd actually recommend doing both kinds of passes. Print focused layers when you want control, and print a full performance when you want chaos and vibe. The advanced trick here is to think in layers, not just full passes. A strong jungle edit usually comes from separate captures, one for drum grit, one for atmosphere movement, one for FX moments, and maybe one for bass punctuation. Now perform in session view like you're playing an instrument. Trigger just the atmosphere at first. Then bring in the filtered break. Then add the bass layers. Drop the bass out for a moment and let the drums breathe. Punch in a snare fill before a scene change. Use clip launch quantization to keep things tight. Set global quantization to 1 bar if you want safe, musical transitions, or half bar if you want a more aggressive, stuttery jungle feel. If your timing is solid, you can even briefly use no quantization for one-shot fills and glitches, but only if you're confident. While you're jamming, automate the atmosphere filter, mute and unmute the bass, trigger reverse effects, and create tension windows where only one or two elements are active. That's where the interesting resamples happen. Think in events, not loops. Ask yourself, what is the one ear-catching thing in this two-bar moment? Is it a snare drag, a clipped reverb hit, a weird reverse tail, a bass stab that cuts off abruptly? If nothing stands out, keep performing until it does. Once you've recorded a performance take, go back and listen for the gold. You're hunting for short, usable moments, a nice atmospheric swell before a snare, a break glitch that lands hard, a distorted bass tail, a reverse drum burst, a ghost note pattern that suddenly sounds like a transition. Don't be afraid to use tiny clips. In this style, a one-beat or quarter-bar print can actually be more useful than a long phrase because it gives you precise control over fills, call-and-response moments, and pre-drop tension. Now edit those prints carefully. Use warp markers, reverse, clip fades, and consolidate where needed. If something is too clean, compare it to the original live source. Sometimes the magic is in the imperfect version, because the timing quirks and saturation artifacts are what make the jungle edit feel real. If you get a clipped hit, a noisy reverb burst, or a weird transient smear, don't delete it too quickly. Those little mistakes often become signature details later. Once you've got a few strong resampled clips, switch over to arrangement view. This is where we commit the performance energy into a real structure. Start by placing your best clips on the timeline and building a short arrangement sketch. A good pattern might be atmosphere and texture for the first 8 bars, then the break and bass teaser for the next 8, then a fuller groove or drop section after that. The big thing to avoid is loop syndrome. Don't just repeat the same 2-bar idea forever. Change the drum edit every 4 or 8 bars. Pull the bass out for a beat or half bar before a transition. Bring in a reverse atmosphere hit. Automate filter cutoff. Swap in a resampled one shot at the end of a phrase. Those little changes are what make the arrangement feel like it's evolving. For processing in arrangement view, keep using stock Ableton devices. For atmosphere and transitional audio, EQ8, auto filter, hybrid reverb, echo, and utility are your best friends. Use EQ to shape the tone, auto filter to create movement, hybrid reverb for cinematic tails, echo for tempo synced space, and utility if you want to automate width into a transition. For drum edits, drum bus, saturator, glue compressor, and EQ8 are usually enough. If the resample already sounds crunchy and exciting, don't overclean it. High pass the junk, notch the worst problem frequencies and move on. A classic jungle transition can be built in just 2 bars. Let the break hit on beat 1, drop the bass out on beat 2, bring in a reversed atmospheric tail on beat 3, throw in a snare fill or ghost edit on beat 4, then hit hard again at the top of the next bar. Add a tiny gap before the impact if you really want it to smack. Silence is powerful. One beat of space can hit harder than another fill. Now here's a really important teacher note. Do not remove all the live feel. The small timing imperfections, noisy tails, unexpected glitches, and clipped resample fragments are what make this style sound alive. You want controlled chaos, not sterile perfection. Clean up the ugly clicks and obvious low-end clashes, but preserve the energy. That balance is the whole game. If you want to push this even further, try multi-stage resampling. First, capture a clean performance. Then process that audio with distortion, delay, or reverb and print it again. Then maybe chop and filter that second print and resample one more time. Each pass adds character. You can also make a ghost break layer by sending the break to a reverb-heavy return, printing that, and layering it under the dry break for extra depth. Or try printing a bass hit through saturator, echo, and auto filter, then cutting a tiny tail from it to use as a fill or accent. For the actual arrangement, think in phrase-level dynamics. Every 4 or 8 bars should change in some way. Add or remove bass, switch the drum edit, widen the atmosphere, pull back into negative space, then hit the next section harder. Contrast is what gives jungle its power. Dry versus huge, mono versus wide, parse versus dense, filtered versus full spectrum. That contrast is what makes the resampled material feel dramatic. Here's a quick practice exercise you can try. Load one break, one sub note or bass pulse, one atmospheric sound, and one FX hit. Jam a short session view performance with the atmosphere alone, then atmosphere plus filtered break, then break plus bass, then a fill, then a bit of silence before the drop. Resample the performance and pull out one atmospheric swell, one drum fill, and one bassy transition hit. Then move those into an 8-bar arrangement view section with atmosphere at the start, filtered break coming in, bass teasing the middle, and a full drop at the end. Process it with EQ8, auto filter, hybrid reverb, saturator, and glue compressor. If it feels dark, intentional, and energetic, you're doing it right. So the core workflow is this. Build atmosphere and drum material in session view, perform a live arrangement idea, resample the best moments, edit those prints into usable audio clips, move them into arrangement view, shape them with stock Ableton devices, and use contrast instead of constant density to create jungle impact. That's the advanced resample workflow. It turns spontaneous session view energy into a real drum and bass arrangement with movement, tension, and character. If you lean into the chaos and then sculpt it with intention, you'll get atmospheric jungle edits that feel gritty, immersive, and alive.